Bill Buckley with you until two. Great afternoon of sport coming up after that. This is the time of the week, though, when we catch up on all things techie with Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective. Morning or afternoon-ish.
Hello.
Hello.
I'll go safe and just say hello. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm flying blind today, actually, so what are we going to do first?
Oh, I did email, but...
all kinds of staffing issues here. Worry not.
Okay,
I've been around long enough to busk. All I need is a pair of cymbals and a cap with some coins in. So don't worry.
Okay, so our tech news story is about TikTok. It was announced 2 days ago that they are to set a 60-minute daily screen time limit for under-18s. What could possibly go wrong? first of all, for under-18s, it's not just under-18s addicted to this. So you have to be 13 to use TikTok, in theory.
Right.
Having said that, there are lots of people under 13 who are on TikTok, and a lot of them appear to be over 18 as well. So the other thing about this limit is you can opt out of it. If you're under 18, you can choose to opt out of it. So it's really only an advisory. I expect it to be as successful as the health warnings on the sides of packets of cigarettes, frankly. I expect everyone to immediately give up as they did smoking when they saw that.
Well, gradually, the numbers of smokers over a very long period, yes, for all kinds of reasons, of which that is perhaps one, has dramatically fallen in this country.
Yeah, it has, but I doubt very much that the little box on the side's got much to do with it.
Could be more the price, yes. That's a fair comment. How do they make sure that you do? Because on my telly, sometimes things come up and they say, well, are you over 18? Because if not, you can't have this. And I just say, yes, I'm over 18. And they say, oh, very well then.
Yeah, no, it's really difficult because they're allowing 13 plus on, 13 to 18 year olds not necessarily going to have a driving license, for example, or anything else that can really prove their age. So there are lots of people on all sorts of social media platforms that, in quotes, shouldn't be there. And I sometimes wonder how unhappy the platforms are about that. I think the whole thing about this, so you basically you'll get a notice up when you've hit 60 minutes, and then you can enter a code and carry on.
Goodness sake.
So it's kind of just lip service, and the core of this is, and like with lots of social media platforms, is the addictiveness and the harmfulness of the algorithms that they use to serve you your next video or your next piece of content. TikTok is arguably the most addictive platform, particularly up to about age 24. People are often very, very badly addicted to it, and I believe we have to stop this, just as if there was a new drug that was designed in a lab to be hyper addictive, we might move to ban it, particularly if we felt it was harmful.
You presumably don't think there's the slightest chance of that happening, though.
The problem is, as always, the technology moves much faster than people's and legislators' ability to understand it and legislate for it. So you have to be a little bit forward-looking. But these algorithms, and it's not just TikTok. I'm not having a go particularly at TikTok. It's not just that they're addictive. They send people down some very nasty rabbit holes, including adults. People start believing in flat earth and anti-vax and all of this sort of nonsense. And it's dangerous. It's dangerous because if you show the slightest interest in one thing, you get served up with much more of that, and it takes you deeper and deeper down a rabbit hole. And people, frankly, lose contact with sort of reality and independent news sources.
Oh, sure. Has something happened to occasion them even sort of paying lip service at this point to the idea of control?
I don't want to single out TikTok particularly, because they're not here, but all social media platforms have had tragedies associated with them, with vulnerable children and teenagers, things relating to suicide, things to do with bullying, things to do with body shaming and all that sort of thing. I mean, that sort of age group is, I think, it's not only them, but they're particularly vulnerable to those sorts of attacks. And, you know, certain social media platforms have, you know, allowed people to encourage others to commit suicide, for example. I'm not talking about TikTok
I
say this. You know, it's just tiger country there. And it is designed, you know, these companies, they bring psychologists in when, you know, it's not just software engineers saying, oh, how can we hook them? They know exactly how to hook people. And those algorithms are designed to do that. It's not an accident. And it should be stopped.
So if this isn't not going anywhere near far enough, then who is actually going to take on these giant companies with their billions of pounds? And
it's very,
you know,
difficult.
Yeah, even governments, you know, they're not as powerful as we sometimes like to think they should be, I think.
No, this, we've seen Facebook, for example, take on Australia and arguably
yes,
win.
Yes, classic example. Yes.
Yeah, and this is a Chinese company. It's a company called ByteDance. And that's the other problem. You've got, and Canada banned its civil servants from using it. I think the European Union did that as well, because you've got an app on there, it could be doing all sorts of things that it shouldn't be doing. And we often find that apps are found to you know, be gathering data that they have no right to. So
why can't we just stick to cuddly kittens, honestly?
Well, if you want cuddly kittens, I mean, YouTube's full of them.
Yes.
I think there has to be a real root and branch. And to answer your question about who's going to deal with this, the difficulty is jurisdiction. These are global products, global companies, and if you try and take on, say, Facebook as the UK government, and we have less strength now because, I mean, the European Union arguably has a bit more clout because, you know, it's more users, as it were. But it's very difficult to exercise jurisdiction over these applications.
Yeah.
And anyone who bans Facebook, saying this country, will not get re-elected. You know, that's, people are so addicted to it that, it's a vote loser. If you take away someone's drug of choice, they're not going to thank you for it by voting for you.
Well, as ever, thanks for cheering us up on a Saturday lunchtime.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You do a great job, Fifty.
On the bright side,
yes.
I've got a cake delivery coming.
Well, it's no good to us, is it?
I could share it. No, look.
Technology hasn't moved on that far. You can't get a piece of cake to me by the end of this program.
I actually think, although it will get worse before it gets better, I do think that there is some...
We're waking up.
There are some sort of green shoots, as they say. So there is a possibility that governments will catch on to this and change the basis upon... I mean, you've seen now, for example, you've seen now Twitter trying to charge people money. Facebook has jumped on the bandwagon. That's, in a sense, great. What they now need to do is stop tracking us in exchange for the money and let us pay for the services that we want, price it reasonably, and Bob is your proverbial.
Bill with you, and Fevzi Turkout, the Gadget Detective, with you as well. If you want to follow him on Twitter, he's at Gadget Detective. What is your first gadget of the week, please?
First gadget of the week is from a company called Withings, a French company who produce smart Wi-Fi connected devices. They're actually one of my personal favourite companies that produce these products for a number of reasons. One, they're innovative. Two, their products are well made and stylish. And three, the app that goes along with it is good. You know, I actually use these things personally. So this is it looks like a scale. You could call it a smart scale. It's probably more accurately a complete body assessment smart scale. It's called the Withings Body Comp. It looks like a set of bathroom scales with a glass top, very chic, large, high resolution display, high contrast display, and it tells you so much more than just your body weight. So
whether you want to know it or not.
Look. First of all, this item is not cheap. It sells for a shade under £200, right? So this is for people who either know that they've got certain health problems or have decided to look after themselves. Okay, and I'll explain why. So it makes available to you measurements and biomarkers that are not normally available in the home, more in a clinical setting, but it does it in a way that you don't have to be a scientist or a doctor to understand it. It gives you easy to understand metrics that are a sort of summary of underlying health. Yeah. So in terms of the body composition, it can measure your weight. There you go. It is a pair of scales, your muscle mass, your fat mass, your percentage of you that's water and bone, your BMI, and something called visceral fat. Now, visceral fat is interesting because visceral fat is the fat around the organs, which is thought to be the one that's
very
most
dangerous.
Yeah, most associated with cardiac problems, for example. So chaps in particular who tend to put their weight around their bellies, this will be, you know, a very good way of doing that. Also does something called a cardiovascular assessment. So it gives you your standing heart rate. Bear in mind, you're just standing on this. And it's working out your heart rate.
Incredible, yeah, I agree, yeah.
But look, listen to this, vascular age. Now, what does that mean? It's a measurement of how stiff your blood vessels are. And that, you know, arteriosclerosis.
And it does that through the sole of your foot.
Yeah, what it does is it sends a pulse wave through your feet, through your vessels, and it times it because... As if we get a stiffening of the arteries, which is obviously, you know, a dangerous thing from a cardiovascular point of view, it means as you bounce a wave down it, the wave bounces more cleanly and travels faster. If there is more give in the wall of the blood vessel, then some of its energy is absorbed, a bit like, you know, elastic wall or padded wall, so it goes more slowly. So it doesn't diagnose you with anything, but it gives you your vascular age. Now, your vascular age ideally would be below your actual age, or normal, that would be optimal. Normal would be your actual age. So if the little range of, let's say, five-year range it gives you is about right, that's fine. But if you find it's a lot higher, then that's a warning sign. And the nice thing is, this is not fixed. You can then make changes to lifestyle. You know, knowledge is power. Mm. You can make changes to the lifestyle and you can bring that down. And when you look at it on the app, so as soon as you step on the scan, it takes all these readings. It synchronizes with the app on your smartphone or tablet automatically. And you get these nice graphs over time that show, you know, you making hopefully steady progress. Also does a nerve health assessment. So it gives you a nerve health score. And it does that by, electrochemical skin conductance. So it looks at the impedance of your skin. But what it can do is it can start to detect the early signs of neuropathy in your extremities. So neuropathy is where the nerves start dying in your extremities. And that's often associated, for example, with diabetes. And some people can be diabetic and not diagnosed. So I think the important thing is to not, you know,
panic.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think that it can be reassuring depending on what you get, and if it's not so great, it can be a good warning. And it doesn't diagnose you, it doesn't say, oh, you are diabetic or you are this, but it can be just something that, you know, you might want to improve, you know, your body weight or your exercise or your sleep,
or consult a human being afterwards.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, and I have mixed feelings about this bit, it comes with a one-year subscription to something called the Health Plus app. Not the app, Health Plus service, which it runs alongside the scale. It's designed to unlock some additional features in the HealthMate app, and it offers extra details and metrics for a more complete overview of health, along with a sort of six-week habit-building module. So you can set health goals, you know, you can improve your sleep or your exercise and so forth. So it comes with a one-year subscription. I'm not always keen on subscriptions, particularly if there are things built into the device that it's capable of, and then you don't get it if you don't subscribe. But it's not yet, because it comes with the subscription, it's not yet clear to me what you wouldn't get if you cease to subscribe after a year. So that's a question mark. But having said that, I mean, when you look at what we spend on other things, you know, like, for example, cars, and we don't spend money on our well-being, and we don't invest. No. And I've also noticed that when you spend money on something, as
you
opposed to getting
use it,
money,
yes,
more likely to use
so
it.
True, yeah. So true. Yeah. Very good.
So all of that. £199.95 available from withings.com/UK. I've given it a 3.5-star rating, which is good, but I would have given it 4 if they hadn't introduced subscription service, and just made it all built in, because I think £200 is enough. It reminds me of a BMW. I don't know if you know, but you can buy BMWs now that have heated seats, but the heated seats only work if you pay a subscription.
Good grief.
Now, I don't think this is as bad as that.
No.
And I do, I mean, the reason I'm
reviewing this is... Very clever, but
I
not
do,
very nice.
Yeah, I do like this scale. And frankly, you know, if even if I don't subscribe, you know, I will have the benefit of everything for a year. And I probably would subscribe to it going forward.
Right.
If I've seen a benefit, I'd pay for it.
Go and have your cake. Yeah. Thank you very much. Very good to talk to you, Fevzi. We'll do it again next weekend. There he goes, the gadget detective.